Today is December the 21st, 2021, and we are convening the PNB Elections Committee on Tuesday, December 21st, 2021, and I will ask the Secretary Pro Tem to please take the roll.
Thank you, Bill Crozier.
I'm here.
Thank you. Susan DeSilva. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Dee Dee Halleck. William Hairwagon.
Present.
Thank you. Susie Moreno. She was on earlier at the originally scheduled time and said she would come back on.
Maybe she will. I'll go ahead and continue, please.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
I'm here.
Thank you. Sean Rose.
I'm here.
Thank you. Janine Roan. That's me. I'm here. Akio Tanaka.
Here. Yeah.
Thank you. Andrea Turner. Okay, so we have six of our 11 members on the call.
Okay.
Thank you. That does constitute a quorum. Janine, can you please read the agenda, the draft agenda? Oh, strike that. So we have to elect pro temp officers. Janine, are you still interested in being pro temp secretary?
Yes.
Thank you. Pro temp chair, are there any other volunteers?
Bill, with a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Lawrence, are you going to let Aki make his motion so we can discuss it?
Yeah. Well, he submitted the motion. I already stated what, you know, and we'll get to that bridge when we cross it. But yeah, of course.
Okay, just so you're not going to call it out of order, we should have a chance to discuss it.
No, we should definitely have a chance to have a conversation about it. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. So anyone else willing to be pro temp secretary? I mean pro temp chair. Okay, I guess by default, I will continue. Janine, can you please read the agenda as you put it forward?
The proposed agenda is the call to order, roll call, set time certain to adjourn, set next meeting, review of NES report, new business, and adjourn.
Okay.
I knew that there was a motion, but I figured that would be under new business.
Yeah, but that'll be under new business. And the committee does get the call to shots on that, whether they want to entertain it. I think we should have a conversation about it because I have my perspective on it, and I'm sure that Bill and Aki have theirs. So we should definitely have a conversation about it. So that's the time to
Bill for the stack.
Hold on, Sue. We have not gone to public comment yet, Sue. So please make a note of what you want to say, and hold on to it.
What about approving the minutes?
Sue, we are not in public comment yet. That's not on the agenda. I will, Sue, please. You will be
okay.
Called on when we're in public comment.
Okay.
I believe the secretary heard what you had to say, so she can answer for herself. Go ahead, Bill.
I think Aki's motion clearly belongs under review of the NAS report because that's what it's about.
What would you like to put it, Bill, Aki? Aki, what would you like to put it?
What's that?
What would you like to put your motion?
I'm sorry. Yeah, those, I'm not quite hearing what you're saying.
Oh, hold on one second. Hold on.
Well, I can just make mine a motion that it be put under as part of the NES review of the NES report instead of under new business.
Okay, so do you want to move it to after the NES report? Is that what you said?
No, it's part of that. As part of it.
It's in response to the NES report. So as we discuss the NES report, this is germane to what she says.
Okay. So what I would suggest is that the NES report, although it is related to your motion, it is a separate entity, it's a separate document, and your motion is a standalone motion that's responding to the NES report. There'll be other people that want to also respond to the NES report as well. But before we go there, I'd like to set a time certain to adjourn. Right now, okay. It is almost 7 o'clock over here in California, IA. So why don't we consider adjourning, and I know it's going to be late on the East Coast, at 11, I guess it will be 11:30 East Coast, 8:30 West Coast, and I believe that's 7:30 Central Time. So are there any objections to that? Is it 7:30, Bill? Your time, right?
It would be 10:30 East Central.
10:30. Right, 10:30 Central. Thank you. So are there any objections to that? Okay. So we are going to end at 11:30 Eastern Time, 10:30 Central, and 8:30 Pacific. Okay. Next thing on the agenda is the NES report, I believe. Janine, is that am I in the ballpark?
We would be setting time or next meeting.
Oh, next meeting. Okay.
And
so
if I could say something in
go ahead.
At our last meeting, we talked about how I needed help with the task force in trying to create our own report. And I think I discussed this with you, Lawrence, how I'm just not, it's probably the holidays, the month, or whatever it is, but I'm not able to get the help needed. So, I also thought that the report could be in reply to the NES report as well. We don't need to duplicate anything. So I don't have it done. And so it would be when we set our next meeting, I'm wondering if there could be an interim meeting where we could go over some of this, where I could get some help outside of the task force.
Okay. Have you communicated with the task force in regards to helping you collate the report?
I have. I think two members that said that they were available, but it was limited, just one day that they had available, and they were different days. So, I can try again, but I'm just bringing this up as far as when we're going to meet again. We've got holidays. And I'm looking at the first week of January. If I were to get the task force to help me over the holiday, next week during the week, or is it easier to get the task force to help me the first week of January after everything's over? So,
I would think that it will be more advantageous to consider the first week of January. Because the first week of January will be, I believe, the last meeting of the current 2021 PMB. The new PMB will be seated after the first regular meeting in January. Am I right, Bill, or is the PMB, the new PMB, seated at the first meeting in January, or is it the middle?
They're seated in the late January per the bylaws. I mean, they're not even elected till early January.
Right. Okay. So, I would suggest the first week of January, Janine.
Okay. So the PNB meets on the 6th, which is that Thursday. We could try to get the task force folks to do an interim meeting and set our meeting either on the 3rd, which is open. Actually, I'm not open at 7, but I'm open at 5:30 Pacific time.
Can we do a Zoom instead of a Maestro? Jenny?
Sure.
Yeah, because I think we could look at documents. You know, you could share the documents, all of that. And I think the Zoom would be more friendly in terms of putting a report together or trying to collate all that information. So, all right. So
we could say Tuesday the 4th. And because the only other thing on Tuesday the 4th is an 8 o'clock Eastern KPFT Governance Committee.
So, okay. So let's do the 4th. Let's do the 4th. What time later? Remember, keep in mind the East Coast folk. Because it's late on them. Not so much us. Although it's late in Central Time, too, but not as bad as East Coast time.
And Bill, for the sack.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, let's try to set a time where everybody can make it and not have to have a last-minute change. It's really not fair to the public if they want to listen to the meeting.
I agree.
And if they're trying to listen on the stream, they don't know what's going on. They don't know that the meeting has been delayed like it has been again today.
Okay.
Maria Skelton is here. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Maria. Welcome. So, Janine, what time did you have in mind? And see if we could get some consensus.
Well,
Vanessa, have you joined us? Hold on. Vanessa, have you joined us? Oh, that's weird. She normally joins us when I text her. Go ahead, Janine.
It's really our KPFT folks that are in play here. So I believe that's William. And
it's me, Bill.
It's Bill. Williams from BAI. Williams from BAI.
So if there was a, for you, a 7 p.m. governance meeting, if you attend that, which then would you be open to an 8:30? Because that would be 9:30.
Well, our meetings typically go about 2 hours.
So the 4th is a Tuesday, right?
The 4th is
yes.
A Tuesday, but the PNB is on Thursday. So if there was anything we wanted to do before for the PNB, which is the previous PNB, so to speak, before the new people
I'm not that concerned about the PNB because that's already set. I'm more concerned is us setting a time for us to meet. So what I would suggest... The 5th is okay with me. That only gives us one day to, you know, to put the report together, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, the reason I was trying for 2 days before is because, you know, if there is a motion for the PNB, that's the thing. Like, if for any reason we have something for them to consider, you know, that gives 2 days instead of just the day before and them not having a 24-hour notice. So,
I'm open to the 4th, the 3rd, and the 5th. I will carve out time.
Okay. So, do you want to give us a time on the 4th that would work for you?
10 Eastern or later. Because our local governance committee meeting will probably go to about then. Amanda. I'd like to have a few minute break in between too, but that's
okay.
Pretty late.
So that is kind of late. William, what do you say? Can you do a 10 p.m. On 10 p.m. Eastern time meeting, William?
Yeah, I'll just move to adjourn earlier than usual.
Okay. All right. Good luck. Okay. So why don't we, so we have a time set for 10 o'clock Eastern time, which will be 7 Pacific and 9 Central, I believe, right?
Correct.
So are we okay with moving on that? Janine, can you arrange the Zoom?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. I'll make it for the 4th at 10, and it'll be the Zoom.
Okay, and you're going to post it on KPFTS, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, great. You are beyond efficient. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is the NES report. I haven't completely digested. I've read what I would consider salient parts, but I would open it up to the committee, and then we'll go to public comment. Anybody on the committee want to chime in on the NES report?
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I was disturbed, as Aki was, about the disappearance of four candidates at KPFK. The NES doesn't have the authority to do that. The General Legal Counsel doesn't have the authority to do that. I've never seen anything like that in a Pacific election. And especially when they weren't ever accused of doing anything wrong. They were endorsed by New Day Pacifica, but being endorsed by a group doesn't mean that the candidates did anything wrong. And we have candidates at probably all our stations, at least most of our stations, frequently endorsed by groups, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you may, whether you like the group or not, and it just seemed really strange and especially undemocratic to essentially throw out the votes of members for some bizarre reason like that. So I guess I think Aki should make his motion now, because it's applicable to the NES report, and that's what I was talking about.
Okay. All right, so I want to hold off on his motion yet, Bill, because I want to give the committee members an opportunity to chime in on the NES report, if that's okay with you.
This is part of it, but it's part of the NES report. But
yeah, but you're going to have the light of day to present your motion, but I want our committee members to see it. I want to see if they have anything to say about the NES report, and then we could go to the motion, and then we'll go to public comment as is practice of this committee. So any other committee members want to chime in on the NES report?
I wasn't able to get into it.
Who's that? Oh, Susie?
Susie, it wouldn't open up for me.
Okay. That's not good. Anyone else that the report did open up for? Okay. So I'm a save what I have to say to we hear Aki Tanaka's motion. If there's no further comments on the NES report, I'll go to Aki Tanaka so he can make his motion.
So, I would say that I'm about halfway through, and most of my notes have to do with things that aren't mentioned. You know, that there's some vagueness, and so, but I would rather get through all of it and be able to write about it in an email and see how other people feel about it, but that wouldn't be a very, it's not putting it out there for the public. Like, for instance, there's some good suggestions, like the global database that she is pushing for. Her timeline is a little off. It doesn't show the on-air cards. So there's just things that are kind of specific. So I would rather be able to finish going through it. But there are things that I feel like got omitted or she just didn't touch on, even though it's 200 pages.
Okay. Okay, so what I would suggest that we do, as we do in union negotiations, right, that we will consider this, please mute yourself, we will consider this an article, and we will leave it open to discuss later. But I do want to be fair, and I do want to give Aki the floor if there's no any. Hold on a second. Are there any other committee members that wish to chime in on this? We'll leave that. We'll leave the article open, Janine, so this way we could bring it back up at the next meeting, if that's okay with you.
That sounds fine. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other committee members that want? Who's
Lawrence?
That? Yeah.
William.
Go ahead, William. Hold on, William. I had a woman's voice too. Who's that?
It's Susie. I'm wondering if somebody can forward the report to me to see if I can open it that way.
Okay. All right.
And then I'll go through it.
Okay. So the article is going to remain open. That means that we could bring it up again. We're not postponing it. We're just going to leave it open. It's a union concept, which I think is a good one. I'm gonna go. Thank you, Susie. Janine, can you send that to Susie, please?
It's a big file. I wouldn't. It's probably too big to email.
Oh,
is
that
18 megabytes?
Is it too big?
There's a download link. There's a download link on the elections website.
And well, how did y'all get it open?
I forwarded the committee the link to the download.
Okay, there you go. So try that, Susie.
Try what?
Try that, Susie, the link that Janine just emailed you.
Okay, And I'll let her know.
Okay, let her know.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go. I believe I heard William. William, was that you?
Yes, it was.
Oh, go ahead, sir. You have the floor.
Okay, thank you. This committee should not be considering this motion about the four people that were, somewhere else missing or described improperly, whatever the allegation is, because this is this item in particular is subject to litigation, and this committee shouldn't be discussing it until that's all done with.
Okay, thank you, William. Are there any other committee members that wish to be heard on the NES report, on the open article? Okay, I want to agree with William. There was ample notice given to those candidates. There was a sanction that was imposed on them. The sanction was documented. I heard much talk that they were not notified. The lawyers were notified, and so were those candidates that were disqualified. They had the opportunity to self-correct their mailer and send out a mailer on their own dime in regards to a fair campaign provision violation. Because they were soliciting funds to sue Pacifica. So that's why the PNB and the national board made the decision to sue. And New Day is going to have their day in court on the 29th of this month. So I'm going to allow Aki to present his motion. I do agree with William that this motion is not in order, but I don't want to be unfair about it, and I want us to hear the motion, but I would encourage the committee members to realize that there is litigation pending, and there is a day in court, a due process day in court, that's going to happen on December the 29th, and all parties were, instead of taking bits and pieces out of the report highlights the notice that was given to both the attorney and the candidates, and an opportunity to self-correct their fair campaign provision violation. So with that, are there any other committee members that want to chime in? So before we hear the motion.
Little Bill again.
Hold on. I heard Janine first. But before we go to the motion, I do want to hear from the public in regards to the NES report. Go ahead, Janine, and then Bill.
Well, I just wanted to say that in the report on page 16 and 17 goes into the disqualification of the candidate. So it gives a very, you know, comprehensive accounting of what happened, along with it reviews fair campaign provisions starting on page 14, and then on 16 it starts to go into why there were disqualifications.
Thank you, Janine. Are you done, Janine?
Yeah.
Are you done, Janine? Okay. Bill, you have the floor.
Well, Lawrence, respectfully, that's not correct what you stated. You know, these people were endorsed by New Day, and also some other candidates were endorsed by New Day who were not disqualified. And these people, for some reason, they were disqualified, but the others were not. I mean, it seems strangely unfair. And it wasn't their mailer. It was the mailing put out by New Day Pacifica who endorsed candidates. It's nothing wrong with being endorsed by another organization. And even if that organization had a line in there about asking for donations, which I recognize they did, that doesn't mean that those particular candidates had anything to do with it or did anything wrong. It's just not appropriate to disqualify them. It just seems like a extraordinarily flimsy excuse to disqualify somebody's political enemies. That's what it seems like to me. And it's very undemocratic. It's just not the way elections are supposed to work.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Any other committee member want to chime in? Okay. I'm going to go to the public, and then we're going to go to Aki so he can present this motion. Public,
Bella?
Anybody from the public? Go ahead, Bella. Hold on, Bella. I hear you. Bella, anyone else? Sue?
Yeah.
No, Sue Cohen-Johnson, right?
Right.
Okay. Anyone else from the public? Go ahead, Bella.
I would like very much to hear Aki Tanaka's motion before the public gets to speak. I already expressed how I feel about the NES report, and then I would like to address that as well. But it's only fair before any votes or any consideration regarding this motion is considered that the public should hear what the motion content is.
Well, you will hear that, and you will have another bite at public comment before the vote.
Okay. In that case, I will speak. Thank you. Earlier on, before, there's a lot of noise, and the way to mute is by pressing mute on your cell phone.
Okay, it's not me. I'm muted. I'm mute just to address you. Go ahead, Bella.
Okay. I expressed discontent and I am in awe that the NES has been permitted to actually publish Pacifica Foundation's National LSB Elections Report in an outside portal, non-property of Pacifica. And so this is astounding. I will not sign up with any external portal or organization to obtain download what is rightfully mine as a sustainer, as a member of the Pacifica Foundation, and as a candidate. I refused. I sent a complaint to the PMB. And I also sent a separate complaint to the IED. There has been no response. So I urge this body to join me in this effort. We should not accept this report. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. Sue Cohen-Johnson?
Yeah.
Well, I agree with Bella. I decided that I would bite the bullet and download the report because I wanted to know, and I agreed to their terms and conditions, and then I was trying to copy out the most important things, especially for the KPFK results. I was trying to make English copies of all those, and it went wrong, and they didn't come out right. So I'm trying again to send. I've got the first 14 or so pages, and I'm truncating some of the big margin space, empty space, and I just wanted to do that as a favor to everybody who's not willing to download the report. And so I've got two pages done so far. Well, not two pages, about 14 pages. But I'll still work on it if there are those who want it. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. And I have been receiving your emails. I appreciate it very much. And if you want to continue to provide that service, it's very much appreciated. I know there's some other members of the public. Maria, do you wish to be heard? Maria, you still with us?
Yes, I'm still here. This is my first time hearing of this, so I didn't even know that someone was disqualified. So, honestly, this is interesting to me. So I'm just listening in, and thank you for pinging on me.
You're welcome, Maria. Anyone else from the public want to be heard?
Yeah, this is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim. How you doing?
So I just want to point out that this is another meeting and there were no minutes. And I haven't listened to all the previous meetings, but of the few I did listen to, I didn't hear any minutes and minutes approval. You can spend all night passing whatever motion you want, but if there are never any minutes approval, it has no effect. You don't have minutes. It shows, you know, the who attended, who voted. You're just like, this is just a big chat fest. So you need to get it together with the minutes for these committees. Sorry, but, you know, this is a minimal requirement for having a committee and being called the secretary. So that's my thing, Lawrence. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Your point is well taken. I would throw that question to Janine. Janine, can you answer that, please? In regards to minutes?
There have been minutes that I've, or attendances that I've forwarded back out to the people in the committee, the people that have attended, but the minutes got so complicated with all of our notes from earlier in the year. That's what I've been asking for help with. So I'm more than willing to step away and let somebody else be the secretary. That's
okay. So
that's a solution.
Let's revisit that, but we definitely have to revisit that because we are required to maintain minutes and committees. So we will revisit that. But anyone else from the public wish to be heard? Okay. Aki, you have the floor.
Okay. So basic motion was to reinstate the four KPFK delegate candidates and detabulate the election results. And the reason why I brought this up is that the main reason that Renee cites for disqualifying the four candidates is not based on fair campaign violations. The main argument that Renee makes is that New Day Pacifica solicited funds in violation of California Corporation Code 6338. But what happened is that the lawsuit was initiated first by Pacifica in order for the members' vote on the New Day bylaws to be determined by the court. So when Pacifica files a lawsuit, the defendant has to defend against that lawsuit. So what the New Day Pacifica did was to solicit funds to hire lawyers to represent the Yes vote. But then Pacifica claimed that New Day violated the California Code 6338, which allows for solicitation of money only to solicit vote of the members, she said. So they're raising money not for soliciting vote of the members. But our argument is that vote is not a vote unless it is cast and counted according to the law. So what the New Day Pacifica is doing was ensure that the vote of the new bylaw proposal was counted according to the bylaws. So anyway,
Aki, can you present your motion? Because you're motivating it right now. If you could present your motion, please.
Sure. So in any case, the other point is that the four candidates that were disqualified were not soliciting funds. They were just merely being endorsed by the New Day Pacifica.
What's the motion?
This is the motion here. Whereas Pacifica abrogated the vote of the members in the KPFK delegate election by disqualifying the four delegate candidates, be it hereby resolved that Pacifica reinstate the four KPFK listener candidates who were disqualified by the NES and re-tabulate the election results. That is the motion.
Okay, doesn't need a second because we're in committee. Is there any discussion on that? I already stated my position in regards to thinking that this motion, I believe, is almost trying to preempt the litigation that's currently taking place. So I really don't think this committee has the purview to insist on a motion like this. So that's my position. Anyone else on the committee want to address the motion?
Yeah, William here, Reagan.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, Lawrence, I believe you did sort of agree with me on this, but then you gave more reasoning, better reasoning. But I still feel very strongly that this should not be considered subject to the litigation, we should wait for the litigation. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else on the committee? Please mute yourself if you got the floor. Please mute yourself. Anyone else from the committee wish to be heard?
Well, Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, again, I mean, Lawrence, you stated that somehow this has something to do with litigation. This is the kind of thing that causes litigation. You know, when we disqualify candidates for some frivolous reason that has nothing to do with what they did, it's what a group that endorsed them did, possibly, or is accused of doing. The candidates did nothing wrong, and you're saying that they could have sent out another postcard at their own expense, basically admitting some fault of something that they didn't do. It's just silly. It's just like saying, "Please sue Pacifica," and you know we should try to avoid that. And we're just asking for trouble by if we allow this disqualification to continue. Thank
William,
you.
Thank you, Bill. Hold on, William. I'm gonna speak to Bill because he did mention me. So this postcard solicited funds in a desire to sue Pacifica. Now this action has caused litigation, and we are in the middle of litigation right now. So you can't have it both ways. You can't say, give me money so I can sue, and then on the other hand, be countersued, and then have a day in court, and having the light of the day of this committee to present your case. I just don't think that this is a case that this committee should take up. Go ahead, William.
This is Aki.
Janine,
you go after William Aki, and Janine, okay. You go after Aki.
Yeah, William Hairwagon. The NES report clearly explains what happened, and I'm not going to turn around and say.
Hold on, William. Hold on, okay. William. Please mute yourself if you don't have the floor.
Someone can mute to Sue, perhaps, or someone else.
Okay, it's fine. Go ahead, William. Just stop. Go ahead, William.
Now, what was I going to say? The NES report, I think this is what I was saying, clearly points out what happened. And to all my recollections, it's true. What she says is true. And there is really no reason to call her a liar and say this didn't happen, and therefore you've got to switch this around. She explained it very carefully, very clearly, and I believe she's on solid ground. Thank you.
Lawrence, are you muted?
He could have fallen off the call. Lauren,
there, there.
Are you on the call?
No, I'm here. Do you hear me?
Oh, yeah,
yes,
now I
now
do.
We do.
Okay, I don't know. My Bluetooth didn't want me to unmute. Okay, I have Aki and then you, Janine. Aki?
Okay, well, I'm going to address what William said, that, you know, what happened that NES, I mean, before doesn't say is that Pacifica is the one that actually filed the initial lawsuit. And I have a feeling that the court is going to say, if you are being sued by an entity, you have a right to defend yourself. And then if NES is saying that New Day Pacifica cannot defend itself, I think that it's probably not something that could go over the court very well.
Well, the courts are much bigger than in the NES, myself, and they're much more of an independent body. So, I mean, on one hand, you can't solicit funds to sue and then be countersued and then sue back and have a day in court. So you can't have it both ways. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, nobody here is a lawyer, but I think the NES report is pretty clear as to the violations that took place. Go ahead, Aki, are you done?
I'm saying that Pacifica is the one who brought the initial suit.
Okay, that is not the case. We sued because there was a violation of the California Corporation Code, where there was an entity, New Day Pacifica, that was soliciting funds for the purpose of suing Pacifica. Go ahead, Janine.
Yeah, I just didn't know if you wanted me to read the portion of the report.
That's fine. Go ahead. Is it long?
Yeah, it's on page 16. It says KPFK candidate disqualifications. A unique situation occurred during the 2021 delegate election. A misuse of the KPFK membership list resulted in the disqualification of four KPFK candidates. One of the disqualified candidates, Robert Payne, asked the NES to use the KPFK mailing list to do a mailing. 2-day postcards, a vendor based in Houston, Texas,
has previously sent mailings on behalf of candidates, signed the NDA, and the lists were authorized for limited usage as described in the NDA. Unbeknownst to the NES or the LES, Payne turned over production of his mailing to Jan Goodman, a lawyer and Pacifica member who represents and is an integral part of an unincorporated association known as New Day Pacifica. New Day Pacifica is currently involved in litigation with Pacifica over the results of the 2021 bylaws referendum. Jen Goodman produced a postcard which was called a New Day endorsement of eight candidates on one side, and on the back side, it was a screed attacking Pacifica and calling on members to donate money to the New Day legal effort against Pacifica. This was not only inappropriate, it was unlawful under California Corporation Code 8338, which states as follows. A membership list is a corporate asset. Without consent of the board, a membership list or any part thereof may not be obtained or used by any person for any purpose not reasonably related to a member's interest as a member. Without limiting the generality of the foregoing, without the consent of the board, a membership list or any part thereof may not be, one, used to solicit money or property unless such money or property will be used solely to solicit the vote of the members in an election to be held by their corporation, two, used for any purposes which the user does not reasonably and in good faith believe will benefit the corporation, three, used for any commercial purpose or purpose in competition with the corporation, four, sold to or purchased by any person, sub of that is any person who violates the provisions of subdivision A shall be liable for any damage such violation causes the corporation and shall account for and pay to the corporation any profit derived as a result of said violation. In addition, a court in its discretion may award exemplary damages for a fraudulent or malicious violation of this subdivision. See, nothing in this article shall be construed to limit the right of a corporation to obtain injunctive relief necessary to restrain misuse of a membership list or any part thereof. So then at the bottom it says the postcard was clearly unlawful and Pacifica has sued the New Day to recover any money. The NES initially placed the vendor at fault. However, the vendor diverted the responsibility back to Jane Goodman and Robert Payne. The conflict subsequently became a conversation between New Day Pacifica and Pacifica lawyers. Ms. Goodman was advised that the candidates would be disqualified if they did not do a follow-up mailing apologizing for what they had done and exhorting members to donate to KPFK. The NES had multiple conversations with Attorney Goodman about acceptable content for the postcard. There's another two paragraphs, but my understanding too is that the candidates that were not disqualified were contacted and they knew nothing about the postcard. So the disqualified members of the candidates all knew of the postcard and what its contents would be. So that was my understanding.
Thank you, Janine.
There's two more small paragraphs.
We could leave it there. That's the substantial information that you provided. Thank you so much for reading that. I'm going to go back to the committee before I go to the public, before we vote. Is there any other committee member that wishes to speak that has not spoken yet? Okay, any other committee member that has spoken that wishes to speak?
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, again, there's important context being left out. And I was looking over again the report. It is about 20 pages. It's in Exhibit 7, or Appendix 7. All this back and forth between different people, the NES and Arthur Schwartz and Jan Goodman. I don't see anywhere where any of those candidates are CC'd or where they're involved in these discussions. Jan's not the attorney for them. As I understand it, she's attorney for New Day Pacifica. If there's a violation, which I still don't think there's a violation, it wouldn't be the candidate's fault. They were endorsed by New Day. New Day's, you know, they didn't endorse New Day. They were endorsed by New Day. They didn't do anything wrong. And why would four of them be disqualified and the other five not be disqualified? There's nine people endorsed there. It just makes no sense to single out those four, except for, I mean, it looks like it's for political reasons. I mean, it just sounds like something the Trump group would do, is, you know, do what you can to remove votes from the people have voted for your candidates you don't like. Why would four of them be disqualified and not the others if they're all on the same postcard?
Okay. Thank you, Bill, for your perspective. I don't agree with it. Anyone else wish to speak from the committee before we go to the public? Okay, Father. Okay, Susie.
I just want to kind of address Bill that he just heard the explanation, and why he seems to not understand is beyond me. Why okay. The four were disqualified and the other four were not.
Okay. Thank you, Susie. Are you done?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. So any other committee member that has not spoken wishes to be heard? Okay, we'll go to the public. I'll take your stack, public.
Bella,
anyone else? Go ahead, Bella.
A visitor.
Oh, a visitor? Okay. Bella and then a visitor.
You can let the visitor go.
No, go ahead, Bella. You go first. She's second.
Okay. So I agree with Susie fully. But beyond that, I'm still not clear. First of all, I am not in acceptance of this report, although its explanation is vital to this whole mess. But I find it disingenuous that eight people were listed on that postcard. I have the damn postcard. I saw their names. I saw their faces. How can they deny that we're not being endorsed by New Day? How can they deny that? So three of them were elected. Another one was not elected. And the other four were removed. There is a gray area there for me. And once again, I reiterate, we should not as a committee accept the report because it's in violation of Pacifica Foundation's bylaws to publish and submit this very critical report within the compound, the gamut of Pacifica's control, Pacifica Foundation's control. It's property. It should not have been posted somewhere out there. Nobody knows where this thing is except for the insiders, okay? And I am the chair of the outreach committee, and I have not sent out anything except an explanation why I had not sent it out. And people are up in arms about this. So I appreciate Suko and, you know, working on this, and she will not get all of it because she even herself said that it's difficult to get the full gist of it, you know, from one format to another. And it would take a long time. And we should not be doing that. We should not be jumping through hoops to get this report. It is our report. It is our property. Thank you.
Bella, I'd just like to, hold on, please. Bella, I'd like to ask you why other entity, non-Pacifica entity, that report was disseminated to?
The report has been posted in an external portal by the NES. You know that, and I know that. Not at elections.pacifica.org, where it should be nestled for historic archival purposes. That's where it should be. We discussed this at length, at least at two other committee meetings, that's where this committee expected the report to be posted at, within the Pacifica Foundation's compound, which is its control of elections.pacifica.org.
What's the portal you're talking about, the non-Pacifica portal?
The portal where the NES, posted the report. Janine, do you have the actual link? Please read it.
Who's that?
Oh, okay. I have visitor, then I have Sue. A visitor?
Okay, thanks. Good night, everyone. I want to agree with Bella that all Pacifica's records, audio, visual, whatever, everything belongs on a website owned and controlled by Pacifica, period. So it is as inappropriate for Renee to have posted the download on her personal website, which she tells us will be there forever. But, you know, it's only there for as long as her domain lasts, which is, you know, not forever. It should be on a Pacifica website and within Pacifica's control. It is also not the first time she's done this. There's a previous election in which she served as an election supervisor, and our records are not on any Pacifica website from however many years ago that is. That's a problem. And that problem is not restricted to the NES report. So I think there were some comments at the KPFK LSB meeting on Sunday about the fact that, frankly, our entire governance archives are housed on a website that is not owned by Pacifica. And although it is lovingly donated and cared for by someone that I think people on all sides, you know, have some respect and affection for, it's still not a good idea. So that's that. With regard to New Day and the charts that we've heard more than one time today, tonight, that the decision to remove the four candidates is somehow, quote, political, and this committee should be passing a motion to overturn it. I certainly have been on the wrong end of decisions made by this particular national election supervisor, and not just my unhappiness with her refusal to address fair campaign violations this time or in previous years. So this is not somebody reversing or something. Mute yourself. You know, so this is not about adoration of any particular individual, but the fact is that after New Day lost the bylaw distortion vote that they were trying, after having lost the Pacifica restructuring vote, Part A and Part B of the same twisted plot to remove listeners and members from Democratic governance, they went around saying in writing, in e-blasts, and on the air, and at various meetings, that in fact they had won that that referendum in June. Was it June or May? Seems so long ago. Or July. July 7th, I think it was. Whatever.
Right, anyway, July.
So, you know, they went around saying loudly, and not just to listeners, but apparently also the people with whom Pacifica does business, that they had won that referendum and were entitled to be running the place. So Pacifica, the PNB, the foundation, needed to take some action to defend themselves. And I believe that took the form of a lawsuit that says, you know, back up. And as part of that, if what I'm hearing tonight is that as part of responding to those papers, New Day said, oh, and you know, these four wonderful people, yada, yada, yada. I don't know. Listen, I don't know the people, didn't get the postcard, don't think that anybody should be soliciting money for themselves when Pacifica needs money as badly as it does, and in part needs money as badly as it does because of the referendum in two sequential years, and the lawsuits that just keep on coming from inside. So I don't think that a committee of the board should be in a position to make individual recommendations about candidates. I don't think that people who brought the lawsuit helped bring the lawsuit, helped bring that referendum that they, you know, then falsely continue to claim that they won, should be here trying to get people in governance tell the NES, whom all our paperwork says makes her decisions independently and that within her best judgment, and that she is the final word. In this case, it's a she, could be a he at other times, has been a he at other times. I don't understand why this committee is spending time on a motion that says put these four individuals back in and retabulate. To me, this is completely out of order. And I would argue that it's also a waste of time. You know, it's in court, let the judge rule. If the judge rules that these four innocents should be, you know, put back into the result, then we'll see that happen. Or it'll be appealed, or whatever comes next. But this committee doesn't have a voice in it.
Thank you, Visitor. Sue Cohen. Johnson.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But anyway, I think it's called Safe Transfer. It's a platform that is supposed to be for taking very large files and sending them back and forth. They could do any number of other things. I don't know. Anyway, Safe Transfer, apparently a private company, I don't know. And I should take a picture of the postcard and post it so you all can see it. And that's all. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lizette.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. I came in late. I'm sorry. You were talking about the next date in January when I came in. Did anyone make, or please think about if you haven't, making a motion that whereas the elections.pacifica.org has been the place to post anything about any election, except now where the NES has put the report, I'm not sure. Anyway, that this report should be on elections.pacifica.org. It really should be. And then make another motion or add to the same motion that it stay there, because in all the other previous elections, it disappears. We should have this of every election information should stay there, even their statements, candidate statements, the tallies, the votes. It should be Pacifica's access, you know, the membership access to it. And the fact that this election, say something about all the complaints. This is the first election the complaints are not being posted for us to see and learn from the mistakes. Where are they? Are they going to stay in NES's hands and die and go away? Make a motion about this. It may not pass, but it's the right thing to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Anyone else from the public? Okay. Thank you. Janine, please take the roll on the motion.
Point of order.
State your phone. Oh, Sean? Okay, Sean.
Well, not so much a point of order, a point of information. What exactly are we voting on here? On your ruling on the motion or the motion itself?
No, I did not make a ruling. I gave the motion the time, the daylight. Aki has made a motion to, I don't know if you heard Aki's motion, but that's the motion we're considering. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
So that's the motion we're considering. Janine, please take the roll.
Okay, Bill Trozier.
Yes.
Thank you, William Hairwagon.
No.
Susie Moreno?
Pass for now. Did you hear me?
Did you say pass?
Pass for now, yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Janine Roan, that's me. I'm a no. Akio Tanaka?
Yes.
Okay, going back to Susie Moreno?
No.
Okay, so we have four no's and two yeses. Does the chair want to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Aki and Bill, for your presentation. What I want to mention to this committee, from what I heard from the public comment, there's two suggested ways to go. First is whether to accept or reject the report from the NES due to the points that were made in regards to it being posted on her personal website and other portals. Two, we could accept some parts of the report. That's a committee decision. And we could make a motion to reject the rest of it. So that's two ways that we can go. I'll seek the wisdom of the committee. Anybody want to speak on this?
William on something else.
On something else? Hold on, William. Please make a note of that. Bookmark it. Anyone else want to be heard on the two points I just made? It is an open article. We did make a decision to keep this report open as an article. This way we could discuss it further. Is it the committee's will that we digest the report a little bit more before we make a decision to not accept the report, to reject it, or should we accept some portions of the report? That's what I'm putting forth to the committee.
Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Janine. I think Nancy had a good point that, you know, it really should be posted on, well, several people mentioned it should be posted on pacifica.org. And it is correct that except for those of us who saved past reports, many of the past reports, you can't find them anywhere online because they weren't posted on pacifica.org or a subdomain of it. And we have a problem with our history. A lot of it's just disappeared like that. So I don't think we should accept the report until it's, you know, put on a Pacifica website.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Janine? And then I'll go to the public. Keep your notes handy, public. Go ahead, Janine.
Yeah, I support it bringing a motion that it needs to be posted on the Pacifica website, but I think it would be better received if we had it along with all the other things that we would like to say about the report. You know what I mean? As opposed to just that being the only thing that we have right now. So that's where I'm coming from. We don't really have, I don't think we have looked through the report enough to accept some of it and not others. I just feel like the whole thing hasn't been looked at. So I don't know,
Janine,
what the thinking said. So my comments are twofold.
Yeah.
One is I don't think we should make the motion without other items of the report being addressed. And the other part of it is I don't think we should accept any of the report right now until we've had a chance to look at it thoroughly.
Okay.
hold on with him. So from what I'm gleaning, extrapolating, whatever you want to call it, from Janine's comments, it's exactly those comments. But I think what I'm gleaning is that that this committee should consider a motion, put forth a motion, that that report should be the sole property on pacifica.elections.org. Is that what you're saying, Janine?
No.
No? Then Bella, don't speak for people. Please. Janine, I ask you a question.
I don't think we should make any motion of that sort right now, because I feel like it's, with just that being the point that we're making, it really overlooks the fact that we're not bringing up anything about the report. Other
okay.
than that. You know,
I
don't
get
think
it.
It'll be well received.
Okay, I get it. I got you. Thank you. Who just, William. Go ahead, William.
Thank you. I'm glad you announced the vote, but I never heard the words that the motion by Mr. Tanaka failed, so I'm just adding that for the record. Then the accepting and rejecting a report is not really a real thing. It's that, of course, we accept the report. We got it. We can't send it back in the mail. So you can comment on the report. Oh, I didn't like this. I didn't like that. But you have to accept the report. If you want to comment, great. And there was one other thing, and I'm probably going to forget it. when I took my third item, I'll come back.
Okay. When you remember, please come back. So are you suggesting moving to accept the report, William, or are you of the thinking of Janine that we need more time to digest before we make any move on this?
I'm saying we have no business accepting or rejecting. We have received the report. It belongs, of course, like other people have said, on the Pacifica website. If you want to comment, as I said this already, if you want to comment about it to the NES or to anybody else, the NB or the IED, whoever you want to comment to, you know, that's fine. But we can't reject the report. It's our report. We've received it. Documented. That's called a restore. Thank you.
Okay, so I will consider that as a point of order, Willie. Thank you. Anyone else want to... comment, want the floor? Okay, I'll go to the public. Go ahead, public.
Bella.
Sue.
Go ahead, Bella. Sue. Bella first,
Bella?
Sue second.
Okay.
Ahead,
Bella. Am I recognized, Mr. Chair? Bella?
Yes, Bella. Let me share the meeting, Sue. That's what confuses people. Bella, you have the floor, and then Sue.
Thank you. So once again, I appreciate William's position. Yes, the report is out there for everyone to assimilate, to check it over, to review it. But there is a question of principle, and the principle is what I addressed even before roll call, and I reiterated again during public comment earlier that we should not accept in principle this report, because in essence, this report has not been submitted to the Pacifica Foundation as of yet. It has been submitted to an external portal that may or may not stay there for a while, with an unlimited and controlling time window. It has not been submitted to the Pacifica Foundation. It needs to be posted at elections.pacifica.org, not pacifica.org. Pacifica.org always refers you to elections.pacifica.org. Let's not get the two confused, please. It should be at elections.pacifica.org. And then Pacifica.org links it over there, sends you over there. Thank you. It is essential that we take a principled stand on this matter. We have covered this at length, I repeat myself, in previous meetings. And as a body, as an elections committee of the PMB, it is essential that we maintain principle. And if we violate that at this juncture, it's not going to make us look good. It will actually hurt us. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. Sue Cohen Johnson. Anyone else from the public? Go ahead, Sue.
Sure. I'm sorry, Lawrence. I just one of our bugaboos is that the meetings go on and on forever, and sometimes people don't talk when they're called on, and there's a long space of silence, and people talk too slow sometimes, and they repeat things over and over again. And I think if everybody would note down in writing the points that they want to express, that would keep our meetings from getting out of hand so much. And I'm sorry, Lawrence. And
that's it, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I think this is one of the most orderly meetings I've been to, at least in a couple of months. So, thank you. But it is good to make notes. Take notes. This way you don't forget your points. Anyone else from the public? Hold on, Bella.
Hold on, please.
Anyone else from the public?
Yes, but I can wait for Bella.
Is that visitor? Go ahead, visitor.
I can wait for Bella.
Okay. Go ahead, Bella.
Thank you. I noticed that what Sue has just said is really inappropriate, and there is an effort to disqualify and discredit this committee. And so I want you to take notice of that. Thank you.
That's not what I meant.
All right. Please don't get – I can entertain it back and forth.
She mentioned my name. So.
Okay, both of your points are well taken. You could get back on the stack, Sue, if you want, but I have visitor. Go ahead, visitor.
No.
Okay, thanks. So I've never heard of accepting or rejecting an NES report, and we've been doing these elections since 2003, I think, was the first one. Anyway, she's required to provide a written certification of the results, which she did in early November. And I think the report, as you know, some have said, and I think I said earlier in my last public comment, needs to be on a Pacifica-owned site. I think it should be made. PDFs are a little hard to manipulate. It's hard to copy and paste, so maybe it can even be available in two forms, a PDF for people who are concerned that people might tamper with the official version, and then in Word for people who want to be able to cut and paste certain sections, which is very hard to do, at least on a phone. Maybe it's easier when you're dealing with a laptop or a desktop computer. But my concern is with regard to the data. I don't know how it showed up on this year's download. I will point out it has in fact been submitted to the foundation. The report was sent to the PNB in PDF format, but you know, but for the ordinary public who didn't get an email from the NES, then yes, you have to go to her website, her personal website, to download it. But which I've not done. I'm wondering if there's some way where the data that the Simply Voting folks who actually do the tabulation, whether the data, the raw data, can't somehow be made available in other than a printed form, but made, I don't know, I'm not a techie, I'm sure I'm going to use the wrong term, but whatever, be made available so that someone else wanting to take names out or manipulate in the good sense, move data around to, you know, to test certain things, like if they want to get a list of how many people voted for two different slates, as opposed to people who might have voted straight in this recommended order of slate one or slate two, et cetera. You know, instead of having to manually look at however many thousand ballots, it would be great if people could get the data from Simply Voting that allows them to tabulate that. on a computer somehow. I wouldn't be the one doing it. So if my explanation is not clear, we can just leave that where it is. But, you know, since we've paid for certain information, we should be able to play around with it. The other thing I wanted to say, it's 11 o'clock here on the East Coast. How long are you guys going to go?
Bella, to the staff.
Go ahead, Bella.
I believe Sue was before me.
Go ahead, Sue. Do you want to go?
I forgot. If the trouble with making things that are not PDFs is that it's the trouble with the voting in America. It makes it too easy for hackers to get in and change things. That's all.
Mr. Chair? Carol?
I'm sorry, I couldn't unmute. Go ahead, Bella.
Thank you. Well, I just heard that the report was submitted. If people can mute, I appreciate that, so I can speak. If the PDF was submitted to the PNB, then the IED should make that available to the foundation, to the membership. That is how it should be. This has not been done yet. And for those that want to understand how to extrapolate PDF content, you simply have to export it to Word, but you have to subscribe to do that with Adobe. If you don't have the subscription, you cannot do that. Thank you. So in my mind, it has been partially submitted to Pacifica Foundation, but it has not been submitted with the rest, with the membership, with the foundation membership. That is in itself a violation.
Okay. Anyone else from the public? Okay. I would look in my email, because if she sent it to the PNB in a PDF, I would be okay with sending the PDF that I got to Janine so she could disseminate it. But
okay.
it has to be read only, because I don't want it to be subjected to editing or changes.
Right.
So I have
right.
to find that out. Janine, what's next on the agenda?
Well, I was going to send, I'm actually sending it now. I have a new business item.
Go ahead, state it, because we have about another 15 minutes. No, actually,
okay.
22 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, so I just sent an item which... If you remember the motion that we came up with last week,
meeting.
Yeah, the last meeting. I'm having a hard time finding it. Sorry.
December 9th.
No, it's not anything I sent you. I just sent it to the members of the committee. We have a motion that we voted on last meeting. The issue was, though, what we were voting on had to do with the PNB rejecting our original motion for, say, you know, well, there were a few items: candidate statements remain publicly available, the election report being made available on Pacifica website, traffic reports, clean mailing lists for each station, clean email lists lists of submitted ballot requests, lists of violations submitted regarding fair campaign provisions. So before I forwarded that to the PNB, I listened, I went back and transcribed the PNB meeting to be sure of what, why they rejected it. And what I found was, and if you can see, I've attached the transcription to this email. And just in a nutshell, they did not reject it. They asked for, they actually asked for it to be, resubmit it. So I know that this is complicated. It took me a while to find this. I couldn't find this email to forward it until just now. So I'm not sure, Florence, do you understand what I'm saying? I don't know whether you can put it in other words, but this last PNB motion wasn't forwarded because we were basically putting forward the same motion. And the problem was that they had asked for it to be reworded. When I listened to the transcription of the meeting, they didn't just say that the answers to all these questions were online, because when we, our motion back said, whereas the PNB Elections Committee chair and committee was directed to look at KPFTX archives for their election information. That's not exactly what the ruling was at PNB. The ruling at PNB was actually that we should resubmit, reword, and resubmit it.
So, Janine, what's your proposal then?
Well, I think at this late time, we don't really have time to reword it.
Go ahead and reword it, but send it to the committee before you send it. You send it out, if that's okay.
Okay, what committee?
Our committee.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you just send it, right? So if you're gonna reword it, just send it to the elections committee before you send it anywhere else. Is that a fair request?
Okay, so are we able to vote on this via email? So, like, let's say we come to a consensus on...
Right, consensus has to be unanimous.
And Bill, for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I'm just looking at what, you know, Janine sent. And, you know, I'm okay with the first two parts. The part that ensuring that the candidate statements be publicly available and that the election report be available on a specific website. It's kind of what we were just talking about earlier. But part of the next five parts, there's some issues with some of those. Like, I don't think they're ever going to provide clean mailing lists for each station to the PNB and the Elections Committee, or a list of submitted ballot requests or a list of violations. Oh, excuse me. Those would be okay. Violation would be okay. You know, some members don't want their names to be made public. And if you send it to the PNB and the Elections Committee, it's going to leak, it's going to get public, and it's going to get misused. So I don't think we have any right to have, or even the PNB has any right to have the mailing list for each station, for example. So if you're going to send it on, I suggest you just send the first part on, the two items that we've kind of already been talking about.
Well, can I respond?
Yes. Go ahead, please.
Well, I do think that it might be better divided up. They do. If you look at the transcription, they do talk about the labor involved with the list. But if we were to do one motion that is the candidate statements, the election report, and then do another motion that asks for traffic reports. The cleaned mailing list, I guess, you know, our intention was to make sure that the mailing list were cleaned up somehow. You know what I mean? She said that they got cleaned up, but if you looked at her report, she reports that she really thinks that there needs to be more cooperation with the stations as far as providing cleaned lists, that a lot of their labor as an elections supervisor and the people working underneath her, a lot of her time is spent cleaning the list, and that if the stations could spend more time doing that before they delivered them to her, that, you know, it's her recommendation that that gets prioritized. So we could take the mailing list out and just treat that as recommendations later on after we get to our report. And keep number four, the submitted ballot, a list of submitted ballot requests, because, and this just comes from her report, what I know is not in there is the amount of ballot requests. Can the public be heard?
Hold on. We're not finished with our business yet.
And how many violations? I mean, I don't know. It could be later on in the report, but how many violations were filed for the fair campaign provisions? Because I had two that didn't get addressed, right? So why were some of them addressed and not others, right? So
I agree with all this that you're saying, Janine.
So okay. As I look at this, the first set, item number one and two, would be one motion. Another motion would be the traffic reports, the list of ballot requests, and the list of violations submitted. And we would save the clean mailing list and the clean email list as recommendations or something, you know, as we get further down the line as an elections committee.
And Bill again.
Okay, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, cleaning the mailing list is really critical for multiple reasons. It's been recognized for years, but none of the stations have done it very well. And, you know, we can't even do development very well. You know, we need to be contacting our members and reminding them to renew. And, you know, ones that have donated significant amounts, ask them to donate more next time and stuff like that. Now, I don't think the PNB or this committee should get the list, but the station should be maintaining their membership list better. It's not just for the election, just for multiple reasons, and it's just not getting done. And some stations are worse than others, of course, but it's a really big problem. This is something Maxie Jackson recognized when he was ED, and he was pushing all the stations to use the same database, same kind of data software, which was a good idea. I don't know if it's the right one that he suggested, but, you know, it's – there's no way the national office, for example, could coordinate, you know, fund drive or you know, membership renewal or outreach, you know, development activities without good lists.
Well, okay. What we could say, if I could.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we could say, I mean, I do like getting how many were returned of the email list. Like, how many bounce backs did they get? I don't see that in the report yet. And if it doesn't have it, you know, we should know that. But but the clean mailing list, like, we could do something like prioritizing that the PNB, you know, request from the general managers, you know, within a certain time period that they're, because we have another election coming up this year. So, you know, by the time, I don't know, by the end of March or the first quarter, that they get a confirmation from the general managers that they have cleaned their mailing list, or I don't know. Any other ideas? That actually would be three motions. The first one, the second one being traffic reports and getting how many emails were returned or bounced back and the submitted ballot requests, how many and how many violations and which ones, you know, what were the violations submitted. And then the third one would be requesting the PNB direct or have the IEG direct the GM to provide provide the IED, right? I mean, can it be provided? Because there's no way of knowing whether it really got done unless it's provided to someone. That the GM provide clean mailing list to the IED within the first quarter of 2022.
Okay, so it sounds like this is going to have to be carried over to the next meeting because there hasn't been any actionable item in regards to this conversation, so I don't know what to do.
Can the public be heard?
Yes, Abella. I'm going to go to the public. Just let me see if I could get some clarity as to which way we're going to go.
You can hear some clarity from the public as well.
I know, Bella. I'll go to the public when I'm, you know, just make a note. Is there anybody else on the committee that wants to entertain any actionable item? All right, so we'll carry it over to the next meeting. I'll take a stack from the public. We have 10 minutes of public comment,
Bella.
Then we can go again. Bella, who else? Go ahead, Bella.
So first of all, what I do not see on that list is candidate cards. Somehow it has been eviscerated.
Okay.
Then above that, because the reason why we requested the traffic logs was because of the lack of on-air candidate card promotion, right? So you can't have one without the other. The other issue that I see here is, I agree with you, Mr. Chair, we need to carry this to the next meeting. We're not ready to finalize this, but I wanted to come back to Bill Crozier. The issue, we should not be moving, and to Janine, we should not be moving anywhere the matter of the clean membership list. And the reason being is that you are forgetting, it should be in your notes, in your list, that KPFK, the first round of membership list that the NES released was incorrect. It was incomplete. 2-3 weeks later, there was another list, which included over 27, nearly 2,800 members that were not included on the first list. I know that intimately because I had to pay to send the email blast with the help of others. And that created a great deal of frustration and agony, right? So let's bear in mind that we cannot start moving the furniture around from the list because each part is congruent to the complaint, right? To the big picture. No on-air cards, incomplete membership lists were released twice by the NES, and the vendors needed to be scrapping away to resend other email blasts. So all of this is part of that. No on-air card. So I don't see how we are going to be moving this away from the list. This is all part of the initial list that was drawn together, put together. All the violations made up, composed of the little pieces. With something else I wanted to address, now I can't think of it. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else in the public before we adjourn? Okay, Janine, can you remind us of the next meeting that we agreed to? January 4th, right? Or 5th?
Yeah, January 4th at 10 p.m. Eastern on Zoom. And I believe it's up there already.
Okay.
On Zoom?
I'm sorry. What was that day again? January 4th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it'll be on Zoom. This way we could start getting our report ready. We could share documents and all of that, which we can do on the phone.
Right.
And if I can make an announcement, I've got an email going to the task force asking if we can find a time to meet next week. So any availabilities, and so that we can, I think we need about an hour to divvy off different tasks. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Janine. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Good night, everyone. Stay safe and hydrated.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too, Bill. Thank you. Good night.